The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI AM 1340. FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com.
We're here.
Good morning, Rock Hill.
Good morning. How are you, old man?
Tired for some reason. She worked with your yard yesterday.
Oh, she gets you out of the yard?
I'm going to break his fingers.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Well, welcome to a Saturday morning here, our garden party, as we call it. We're moving on into spring by the calendar.
Apparently, the big news today is the day after the first day of spring.
Yeah, it is.
That's all they talked about this morning on the news.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it matters for, because I've never seen spring this
Well, it matters by the calendar. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have any more cold weather.
I've never seen spring this early.
Yeah, but it is kind of early, and we're supposed to get some freezing temperatures this week. I brought in my catnip and put it up and a couple things, but it never got below 32, really. They called for 27 one night, 29, but it...
They never got there.
Yeah. So we, I still think we may have a frost, you know, like we predicted.
We're going to.
I said March 31st. I don't remember what you said. But
April 10th.
Oh, 10th. Oh, good gosh. That's why we still say probably don't need to do your vegetables and all until April 15th.
For 47 years, I said April 20th.
Oh, did you?
But last year got me, so I backed it up a little.
Global warming. The frost is going away. Well, today is going to be a gorgeous day, a little cloudy right now. It's going to burn off and be in the 80s, so it'd be nice.
They're talking to you yesterday. We got a chance of severe thunderstorms.
Yeah, they say today, I just heard that young lady before us here giving us some information, but there's a slight chance of something coming through this afternoon. But, when the temperatures get up, that's just what happens.
So. That's what she said.
And tomorrow, we're looking at close to 90. So the record I heard this morning on the way here is 89, 1907 or 1908. How about that?
I got a question.
So we got a chance tomorrow.
How did they record that back then?
How'd they do the temperature? Well, I'm sure there was a thermometer or something. That didn't just happen last week.
But how did they know it was right?
Mercury was around. Isn't there mercury in that thing? I don't know. Maybe it was a different scale then.
I don't know.
Maybe 89 then wasn't as hot as it is now.
Global warming now. Well, was global warming back then?
Yeah, well, yeah, evidently that proves the theory. There's a little hole in the theory. But get out there tomorrow. I would say one thing, and pollen and allergies doesn't bother me too bad. I can feel it just a little bit today. A lot of people around me are sneezing and coughing and... My truck was green this morning, so it's if we don't get some rain, that's a good thing about getting rain every couple of days. It keeps everything washed out and keeps it clear. But we're going to have, looked like about a whole week of no rain, so.
I welcome it. Wash the pollen away.
Yeah.
She's already complaining about pollen.
Well, somebody's got a new car, so if I had a new car, I would probably... Just keep the windows up. Don't let the
Stevie got one, so she hit that one.
Yeah. Well, she has a nice one.
They got them at the same place.
Did they? I hear you.
She got the one that I would have liked to have gotten, actually.
Yeah. If Steven had the money.
I didn't have that option back in December. They had no Denalis, you know. My wife would have loved, because Tanya used to have a Denali, and her biggest regret was getting rid of it.
Yeah.
So you make it a call, Robert.
That car's entirely too smart.
I guess we need to get them as a sponsor for the show then.
Yeah.
That's right, they're buying cars.
I'm just going to say automobiles do not need to be that smart. I mean, this is...
But I saw like a TV in there.
Yeah, that is kind of cool, though.
You would believe it. It tells you how many people you got in the front seat. It tells you to check the back seat.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the seat warmers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, Steve can sit and watch TV while you drive.
Warm my tushy.
That's right. That's just living. You know?
Yeah. You know you reached it when you have seats that were heat. And cool. They cool too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why we need seat warmers, but anyway.
I don't know. Well, you know, you drove 2 minutes to work, so you never needed that.
See, but he get turned on good till I was there.
One song is still playing you get there. I'm only 2 or 3 songs away from my work, so that's nice too. So
I didn't use it as the music. I listened to a guy named Stephen Stone on the morning show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's a man.
How long ago was that?
I think my hair might have still had color. I'm not sure.
No, I think you were still white-headed then.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's cool.
I was that way when I got here.
But it looks like the weather's going to be hot and then get a little cool midweek and come back up like we do, bouncing all around in the spring in Rock Hill.
In the south.
And we're going to take a break. It's Herb Alpert. Is actually going to be in Charlotte coming up. I saw
that the music.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Chuck Mangione, I'm sorry. Dang.
That'd be a heck of a trick for Herb Alpert to be there.
This is Benny Itter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And we're back to the gardener's bench.
You were supposed to do it.
Oh, was it? I didn't get that email or memo.
Oh, man.
You said
I've been letting you do the lead-ins, but I'll just do the lead-ins. And
Matt Hires, I am so sorry.
Matt had to leave. Steven is in here with us. Matt's calling games at Miracle Park. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
So what kind of games at Miracle Park?
All kind of games.
All kinds of games.
Yeah.
My goodness.
They play softball.
Softball, soccer.
Take him over there when you leave here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's a cool thing.
So I've never been to Miracle.
If you're looking for something to do in Rock Hill on a Saturday morning,
there's
a great place for kids to play over there, and then they also have the games.
I met Bill Bailey over there one morning when they were starting to build the thing.
Yeah.
I've never been up there since finished.
Well, they finished it.
they're doing phases now.
The last phase they worked on, they just got a whole bunch of sod from us, and TG&R put it in. They donated some, we donated some, so it's a really awesome park. So head out there and check it out.
It's hard to make you money if you donate everything.
Well, you don't understand all that.
No, I don't.
That's why you went out of business, I guess, then.
Now I got
retired.
That's why.
I know. I'm just picking.
Peggy got buried.
Yeah. So we got topics that we're talking about each week, and this week we're talking about mulching, the importance of mulching, and there's many different kinds of mulch out there. from.
Actually, a long time ago, there wasn't.
Yeah, there wasn't. And it was just basically, I guess, pine needles back in the day here.
When we started up the 80s, there was pine needle and pine bark mulch.
Yeah.
There's pine bark mulch, beady nuggets, and nuggets.
Easy choices. Then,
and we didn't do the nuggets much because they floated away.
Yeah, they do. They got little separate little nuggets, and they kids take them and throw them around, and the rain washes them out of the bucket, out of the beds and everything. So why is it important to mulch? What's the biggest
you thing need to spend that money on something.
Yeah, it's important to Carolina Fresh that you mulch because
keep the weeds down.
Helps the soil. Mm-hmm. That wash away is like we say it is.
Yeah.
Now the city mulched Cherry Road one time and they used an old ground up stuff.
Yeah.
From fallen trees, I don't know why they called it down, but it would get up above the curb to wash it out of the road. And you're riding them water foot deep with mulch on top of it. But
you do have, there are problems in your landscapes with that. And I like to mix things
it
up.
It keeps the weeds down and keeps the soil moist. But back in the day, I like to call it 1993. That's when it settled the Catawba Land Claim.
Mm-hmm.
And it started what I call the first northern invasion. They brought hardwood bullets with them.
Okay.
We never heard of it. I'd never seen it. People come in asking for it, and I said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, I learned.
Yeah.
Then you had different grades of hardwood bullets.
Yeah, they are.
I didn't like it too much because usually it's ground up bark and wood.
Well, I think they've gotten better over the years of grinding it up better. Than
they have.
At first, they weren't.
There wasn't much to it.
Or a single hammered now still is just not ground as much. And you got big chunks in there. It's cheaper, but you don't want it. I mean, it's a pain. So at least you want it to go through there twice.
Well, that's because the guy sells it.
Double hammered. Yeah.
Double hammered seems to be the most popular.
Yeah.
Was the chunk or the ground up better? Which is better to use?
The more ground up's easier to work with. That's just, it looks better. And the double hammered mulch we sell, now there's no dye in it at all. So if you're looking for color, you want to get one of the other mulches. So you put this double hammered out, it looks really good for a week or two.
Then it
looks like dirt gray, and it's not the color the color of pop you want. So
I will tell the story. Way back, they started the colored mulch.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going with this.
Generally, it was red, yellow, brown, and black.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the four.
I was talking about that yellow the other day. I was like, I don't understand how that got through the.
They took the yellow off.
How that got off the board table.
That would be ugly.
Somebody that was going to be good.
Well, it was supposed to look like what's the one out of Florida?
Cypress.
Yeah. Looked like. But cypress was yellow for a week or so, and it turned gray.
Yeah.
And it was ugly as all get out. Mm-hmm. But we were doing PDL bark over Paisley back then. And we actually had never been there, so they invited us and we went down the road around the ground and the place is huge.
Yeah, it's big. Still going on.
But it got bought out.
Pageland, South Carolina.
Anyway, they were grinding up pallets of dime to make colored bolts. So we were riding around with sales manager and our salesman, I think, Tommy and I were.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy popped up and says, you used these pallets, crushing them up. How do you know what was on them before you got them?
Yeah.
They said, well, we don't. He said, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Hazardous, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, next time we went there grinding up cypress trees.
Yeah.
But the first time we saw it was over in behind Publix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't think of the name of it right at the second. I think
Wedgwood.
Yeah. And they dumped it on the driveway. It stayed in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
It rained and the stuff leached out.
It can. A lot of times when we deliver mulch, people put tarps down, which is a good idea.
That's why.
Or we can put it in a giant super sack bag, take it, keeps it all together, and then you use it as you need it and all that kind of stuff. But it will stain if you...
I don't think it does as much down as it used to.
If you don't get it, if you plan on putting it out right when we dump it off the dump truck, that's a good idea. But if it sits there, obviously it's could end up staining it. So
anyway, I'm an old country boy, so I like the pine needles myself.
Yeah.
Now, technically, if you do it right, you put about a little more into the mulch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more expensive because you use more of them.
Yeah.
But I don't
Could be. I don't know. About probably.
In the long run, I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Similar price. Here we go.
It's music.
We're going to take a break here. Yeah, is this my song?
A word for our sponsors will be right back.
There you go. Rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Okay, we're back to the garbage bench. Mr. Rector, you issued it again. But who keeps score?
Well, he's pointing at you. I'm sitting here. I do the closing and stuff.
Oh, is that what it is?
Usually aren't paying attention by then, so. Stuff happens, so.
You need to clarify a little.
We went to that little song. Going out of the break was Hocus Pocus by Focus. I was telling them that my uncle, when I was a young child, 9, 10.
Still a young child. What's talking about?
Gave me a 45, and that was one of my first rock, I guess, influences. And then we came back in with beach music, which was, Rhonda was quite a beach music dancer.
Shaggers, all that.
I'm sure Steve just kind of stood there, and she kind of went around him.
He has a dance organized.
But I remember them at Madeline's, Carowinds, Holiday Inn Carowinds.
I go up there and chew at his feet to me.
That was part of her plan.
It was.
She was laying groundwork.
No.
And later, did she know she would be on the gardener's bench?
Had no idea.
30 years later. So mulch, Carolina Fresh, I'll tell you what we have there. We have pine needles, obviously. We get a very good long leaf pine needle. I mean, everybody sells pine needles. A lot of places sell pine needles in Rock Hill, but I like to say ours are the best. They're very clean and color, if you want good color, you need to get them before probably the end of April. It comes in a cycle. So when we start getting into May, they're not as red, clean, orange looking kind of. So just the way it is.
In our yard.
Yeah.
We got towards it.
Yeah. You got your mind there too. So, and then as far as mulch goes, we carry a cedar, which is, it's not super popular, but people like it. We have two kinds of brown. We have we call it regular brown. It's more of a brighter reddish looking kind of thing. Then we sell a chocolate, which is a little deeper.
The darker brown.
Yeah, darker brown. And then we sell black. And then we do sell double hammer, which we were talking about, just a regular mulch. If you got a large area to do, it's a cheap way to cover something pretty good. And or even make a base. You could use that to make a base and put the dyed stuff on top of it. So our dyed stuff lasts pretty long. People seem to like it. So when we've been, this is the time of year to sell mulch, man. We've been rolling mulch. We delivered, yesterday we probably delivered 120 to 130 yards of mulch. Like, we had.
That's all? What you doing?
Yeah, my one delivery guy, we had two trucks. We have two dump trucks now, so we were running both. And he rolled back in the last one at 7 minutes till 5 last night. So I was kind of stressing. I didn't think we could get it all done yesterday.
He was sleeping on the side of the road, decided to get back up.
Nah, it was moving, man. That's one thing. Our trucks don't have GPS on them. I got some good people, and they're not trying to do that. One of my other managers was like, I know that guy should have been back by now. And I was thinking, well, maybe you shouldn't have hired this guy if you don't trust him any better than that to take something and come back. But, yeah, they do a good job.
Question. Does the cedar mulch have, like, the cedar scent also? Because I've read where the cedar deters some
insects
from
and stuff,
being in your yard and stuff.
Ours does some. It's not, like, right when it comes out of the machine. I know sometimes you can buy it in bags. It smells a little better, but it does have a scent to it.
I mean, you could.
And people do say that it will help deter bugs and all, but you can also use a simple bifenthrin spray to do
well,
that too.
Well, one bag is made for the pet stores.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit stronger than what you get bulk.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just had time to air out and all. It's just like anything that loses its scent, I guess, over the time.
We used to use a lot of playgrounds, schools, and churches.
Yeah.
Because it did repel ticks and fleas and stuff like that. I don't know if it still does or not.
So. Well, they make a playground mulch, but it's kind of expensive. And then they actually make people have rubber mulch, which is people, they put that in playgrounds and stuff now. But they've started using this synthetic cushiony stuff that actual Miracle Park we were talking about has that out there, which is great because that doesn't go anywhere and it might wear out eventually, but you don't have mulch going everywhere, you don't have kids getting hurt on it, kind of cushions them. It's like a big pillow, I guess, out there.
I've been out of the loop a while now. Back in the day though, that synthetic or rubber mulch was expensive.
Yeah, it is expensive.
You get rubber binding.
Almost $100 a yard, which is.
Miracle Park, for example, only city of Rock Hill around here can afford it.
Yeah. Well, they don't have rubber mulch. They just have it's a nice cushion thing that kids can run around, don't get dirty. After it rains, they can come out there and play on it and won't dirty their jeans and all, skin their knees.
We're going to talk over, close this out.
We're going to be right back. The Gardener's Bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
Yes.
Something is better than it.
Today especially as I get to spend time with my friend Steve. Steven Stone, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Nah, Steve Crump. My buddy. I do enjoy coming up here doing this show with you.
We've actually known each other a long time.
Yeah,
now.
We have. Yeah.
I remember when you worked at the Gulf Force.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, man.
I'm not sure what you did, but you were there.
I was there to do whatever and then go play golf when I got off work. So I'm still looking for free golf.
He worked in jobs so he could play free golf.
Yeah. I made that $3.35 an hour. Boy, that was something else.
It has its benefits, right?
What's that?
It had its benefits.
It did. It did have its benefits. So it was a good place to work.
I went up there and took lessons one time. Mm-hmm.
You ought to take Steve out there and ride him around, show him his houses all over the course. It's like crazy looking.
They had started those before I got to bed.
Yeah, Carolina Downs. It's crazy to look at now. So out by York.
No golf course anymore.
No golf course out there anymore. So.
Well, the driving range wasn't owned by the Downs anyway.
It was owned by Top Pickett. He owned a house at the end of the range, and we had to keep it his yard cut, and he would lease us the range. I remember getting a call from him going, "Y'all want your driving range? You better get up here and mow my grass."
Did you go up there and mow it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went up there and mowed it. Yeah, you
well,
do what you
I
have to do.
I was on the driving range. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who gave it less.
Bud Welch, probably.
Mm-hmm. Bud.
Rest in peace.
He passed away.
He passed away recently, end of last year.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I really liked Bud. He's super
fella. He was a good guy, yeah. Very personable.
They told me that I have played on the PGA Tour, if I could put.
There you go.
Is that
well, I see that didn't happen
less
then.
Lessons and more lessons.
You didn't work on putting, I guess. So. All right, well, today's Saturday, so Carolina Fresh is open from 8 to 2 today. So my guys are already there. My granddaughter's running the register, and the guys are loading and throwing fertilizer bags and loading mulch. And
okay, which granddaughter is that?
Lillian. Only one of them's old enough to work now. She's 18.
I thought she was a golfer.
She is. Me and her played this week. But she came in. School was out yesterday. She came in and worked yesterday. I'm glad because we were super busy. So
you're busy every day.
Come on out today and look at all our mulch.
You had cheese left?
Nope. Chicks are gone.
All the chicks are gone.
They're gone. No more chick day. We're sliding into the end of the show.
All the chicks are gone.
Yep.
That's right. This week's over. We'll see you next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.